Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book is ageofthecustomer.com. I don't want to lose any seconds that we have with our new friend Aaron Arvidlund, who's the author of the new book, Open Secret. It's all about the LIBOR scandal, folks, that originated in London, which is where LIBOR originated in London. But it also was a global manipulation. It was included being manipulated by a certain trader out of Japan. This was a global conspiracy, a global fraud that was perpetrated on the financial industry. LIBOR is. Aaron, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book. LIBOR is a rate that either directly or indirectly affects almost every financial transaction in the world, isn't it? Did we lose her? Is she there? I think we may have lost her. But folks, it does. LIBOR affects every financial transaction in the country and in the world. And what it is it's a rate that is based on the London Interbank Rate, the rate that these banks in London charge each other, and it has become this big deal, this very important rate that people have used. For the financial industry, New York has used it, and all over the world they use it for different transactions, and it was also going on during the financial crisis. There was some contribution of this thing to the financial crisis that we had in 2008. And what these guys were doing,
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Okay, good. We lost you for a second there. I was just telling the audience about how important LIBOR was to the financial industry, and how these guys manipulated it. But tell us how they benefited from the manipulation. A guy named Hayes, who was working out of Japan, and many others. How did they benefit? What was the financial benefit? What was the greed factor that made them manipulate this currency?
Sure. So let me explain how one bank trader profited, and that'll kind of illustrate why all these guys were kind of doing it as well. Tom Hayes was a British guy who had worked for a number of banks. He worked for Citigroup. He worked as a trader for UBS. Kind of hopscotched around different Wall Street banks. But essentially, the reason that they really liked him was because he was making money by manipulating this key interest rate either up or down, depending on how it would make money for his employer.
He was able to figure out that mm-hmm. nobody was really watching the hen house. And he was able to through his status and his position and his wiliness, he was able to figure mm-hmm. out how to get people to manipulate LIBOR for his advantage.
That's right. It was I like the Wile E. Coyote reference.
Yeah, yeah.
Because not only was he doing it, but he had a whole crew of traders, and not just in his office. You know,
right.
He was on chat. He was on email. Mm-hmm. He would call his friends.
But how did they? But Aaron, how did they make money? What did they do?
Okay,
walk us through that real quick.
So here's a good example. So for instance, Tom Hayes traded in LIBOR in his particular trading desk in Asia. And he would either instant message, or he would call his buddy over in New York or in London or in New Zealand, and they would say, listen, I have a really big portfolio of, let's say, mortgage-backed securities,
mm-hmm.
and I want to make sure that the bank is going to make money on these. So I need you, buddy, over in trading desk across the world, make sure that you're putting in a LIBOR rate that's either a little bit higher or a little bit lower than it should be, and I'll make sure that really benefits my big trading position.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Hayes, in 1 year, made $5 million because he was so good at setting this interest rate wherever it would benefit his bank.
Now, the people who paid that rate, the ultimate the ultimate payer of that rate, they apparently were happy with the rate or they wouldn't have done the deal. So it's not like he was charging them a rate that they couldn't live with or that was usurious, but they but it's just the fact that he was skimming in the middle from the real rate to the rate he was charging those customers, right?
He's essentially he was essentially manipulating a benchmark that we were all using. So it's kind of like finding out that someone's been fiddling with the where the equator is set or you know where the time zones are.
And when he
like we're all getting where we're going, but it's not we find out that somebody is making money off of that.
And but the thing is that every when the rate was changed though, it didn't just affect his transaction, it affected all transactions, didn't it?
That's right. So student loans, for instance.
Right. So we all paid more than we needed to because he was skimming out of the middle.
In some cases, he and it turns out about a dozen other traders were all doing this and for different banks.
Right. Now, he's being taken to court right now, right?
That's right. He's going to trial in January.
And a bunch
of
others.
I'll be watching it very closely.
And
that's right.
Aaron, we've got a lot more. There's a lot more questions. I just didn't have time to ask you that. Will you come back and keep reporting on this with us?
I sure will.
All right. Thank you for being here. Congratulations on the book. You want to give us a website, please?
I sure will. It's,
go ahead.
My website is aaronarbidlin.wordpress.com.
All right. So check that out. The book is called Open Secret. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.